You're listening to Real Adventures with Patrick Dangerfield and Aaron Hadgood.
Welcome back to Real Adventures. It's time to find out what's biting in your part of the country, in your state, Redmond. And we'll start off with New South Wales, Batemans Bay, down to Eden. The marlin fishing is really starting to lighten and liven up. We're starting to see good reports, good captures consistently.
Yeah, we are. And next week, we're going to do our best to hopefully, we haven't told him yet, but get Scotty from Burmese Bait and Tackle. We love getting him on this time every year, the week before I head up there. I only do it just to get a little bit of info out of Scotty. That's the reason for doing it. He's a wealth of knowledge, local Burmese, the tackle store for a long time there, and he sells a ripper bacon egg sandwich at 6 in the morning, Patrick. But that, seriously, those marlin, we've spoke about it earlier. They're really multiple. Sorry, boats are getting multiple fish now, which is great to see. Basin Bay right down to Eden, that southeast we like to call it, of New South Wales, really fired up. Live baiting's been the go. Lures have been good, but once again, they shake you off. So if you can avoid lures as much as possible, don't get me wrong, but you can get away from them a little bit if possible, and you'll have more success in landing fish. Port Hacking had some great captures of calamari this week, Pat, as well as small kingfish. Lots and lots of small bonito, like that 2-2.5 kilo. But the more exciting part, amongst those smaller kingfish, which they were on size and just on whatnot, the bigger kingfish are there, because I've seen so many reports of people saying lost so many big fish today, but they're all running lighter gear for the small fish, trying to have a bit of fun as we like to do. So if you're going in under gun, don't be surprised if you get done on a big fish as well. And our good mate, Paul Worsling, he's fishing out of Port Stephens. If you do follow him on social media, he's had some seriously good success on the big black marlin, which I'm sure will come to your TV screens at some point. And
Lewis, it's a great white sharks, Redmond. Like, yeah, we're talking some big models.
It's the shark activity. I've always said social media was playing a massive role in shark activity over the last, say, 3 to 5 years, especially down our neck of the woods, Pat. But I'll tell you what, with these tuna coming from South Australia down to us into Mallacoota, down all the way through, then you've got the New South Wales fishery up there, which is just amazing in itself as it is. I think Brewsters are going to start making more of an appearance, whether it's Makos, Bronzies, Threshers, whatever it is. I think we're going to start seeing a hell of a lot more here in Victoria, more particularly.
Not exactly sure whether these are a full shark repellent, but remember, always wear a life jacket. Don't risk your own life. There's plenty of different styles of life jackets suitable for any water sports, whether you're, well, I was going to say chasing sharks off the shelf, Redman, but probably not, but important to certainly wear whilst you're out in the boat, or whether you're heading inland and you're doing some water sports. Life jacket, wear it. .com.au will help you find the appropriate life jacket for anyone, whether you're racing in an offshore blue water classic or heading out with your mates up the Murray. It's important to always wear a life jacket.